Well, I suppose, our main concern was for our staff, and if we can get some of our staff here back doing, meaningful employment in terms of helping frontline NHS workers, I think it works out good for everybody. Very difficult times last week, but, really roller coaster over the weekend, and I suppose up to even yesterday, it has just been manic in terms of the demands now that once everybody hears that we're going to make these scrubs for the hospitals, we're just getting calls from everywhere to see if we can help out. But at the end of the day, we only have so much capability here to do it. But look, we're trying to let, we have to look after, I suppose, the primary care trust as well, in terms of these GPs that are looking to go into the hospitals, into these COVID centres, and also the trusts themselves. So, we're dealing with two different bodies here, the Health and Social Care Board, Primary Care, and the Health and Social Care Trusts. So there's a big demand, obviously, from both of these agencies to try and make sure that there's enough of these scrubs available for all our staff.
And while you're not used to, I suppose, dealing with these types of companies, I'm sure that, you are going to have to adapt. Would you see it as a silver lining then that, last week we saw temporary layoffs and that sort of thing, there does seem to be light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, again, the light at the end of the tunnel is, we know that whenever this is over, we'll be inundated with, clubs and sports teams going back. So, we just know that this is going to happen. And, I'm quite sure that whatever time we have lost now, that we'll make up for it. But this has come at a time that, we have a responsibility to try and, fight this. And the best way we can do is to help our nurses and doctors to try and make sure that they have the proper equipment, because there's a major shortage in this equipment, especially these scrubs. So, the silver lining is that, we can play our part to try and help all those, nurses and doctors that are affected by the shortage of this personal protective equipment.
And is work due to start more or less straight away then?
Well, I got a call on Friday night from the health service, and they said, look, can we do something for them? And I said, look, if we can do anything, we will certainly do it. So, we're lucky in respect that we have our own knitting plant here in Strabane, and we have our own dyeing plant in Dublin, so we can turn this fabric around very, very quickly. So I went to the hospital in Alton McElvan on Friday night, picked up a couple of samples from Geraldine Mackay, who is the Director of Acute Services for the Western Trust. And we then set about on Saturday morning bringing some of the staff in to make patterns, to make samples. And I had samples by our Saturday afternoon, where I met a couple of GPs in Derry, and they tried them on and they were just delighted with them. They're much better quality than what they'd be used to, but so once we got the go-ahead then, yesterday morning, I had a meeting with the Director of Acute Services again yesterday morning, and they gave us the go-ahead, and we pushed the button, and we would have had, undyed fabric in stock. So they started to dye it in Dublin yesterday morning, and I have a lorry at this minute in Dublin picking up that dyed fabric, bring it to Strabane. We'll start cutting it today about 2 o'clock. And we hope to be in production, both in our site here in Strabane with all our stitchers, and in Derry tomorrow morning.